Thank you. Thank you very much. Nice to be here in Phoenix. Nice to be in Phoenix. How many people out there are from Pittsburgh? Anybody from Pittsburgh? God, we'll talk about Pittsburgh. You know how Pittsburgh got its name? When people first got there, they took one look at the place, and they said, this is a Pits! But I like Phoenix. I do like Phoenix. Just the other day, I was visiting the Air Force Base, Williams Air Force Base just outside of town. They had a terrible tragedy out there. I witnessed it with my own eyes. A bag of popcorn, the wind blew it out of my hand, some of it fell on the ground, a Jeep came by and ran over two colonels! Terrible things can happen, honest to God. I was down on Van Buren Street the other day. There's a lot of violence in this town. Saw a big fight, great big fight over that post office. The postmaster licked a bunch of stamps. Don't get mugged here, honest to God. I was walking down Polk Street the other day. A guy walked up and stuck a gun in my ribs. I mean, how can you intimidate a guy like that? I threatened to commit suicide. That was all I could do. Being a comic, I'll tell you, being on the road, it has its drawbacks. I'll tell you, a lot of guys bring their wives along, but, you know, take my wife, you know, please. You know, the other day she was in the kitchen. She was baking. She wound up with a pound cake that weighed 10 pounds. I used to travel around by car a lot. Now that I hit the big time in the comic business, I travel around by planes. But I used to travel around by car. I used to drive through Nebraska a lot, and I had a friend that came from a city by the name of Hooper, Nebraska. And every time I'd go by the place, I'd miss it. You know, it was a small town. Every time I'd drive on by, I'd look for it. I'd be waiting for it, but I always miss it. And the last time I went on through there, I asked my friend, hey, what happened to Hooper? He goes, oh, we passed it a couple minutes ago. I go, oh, that's a pretty small town, isn't it? He said, yeah. I said, I must have blinked. But, you know, I'm always happy to be in Arizona, you know, because I just like the state. They have a lot of agriculture here, and that's why a lot of people came here in the first place. As a matter of fact, they used to grow a lot of cotton here. I hear they used to grow it so tall, they used to have to train monkeys to pick it. The soil is so rich here that you just throw the seeds down and get the hell out of the way. But, you know, there's some real gentlemanly type farmers around here. I heard about one guy used to tip his hat to all the tomatoes. But Phoenix is a pretty good area, you know. It's got some classy joints like Scottsdale, you know. Pretty flashy place. Scottsdale and Paradise Valley. I was over there not long ago. I got a little drunk and shot my mouth off. The hostess got mad and threw a salad in my face. I think you could call that a tossed salad. But it gets hot. It gets hot in Phoenix, honest to God. I went to a party last summer, and I wish the hell I had left my suit at home. It was so hot. I wish I had left my suit at home with me in it. But, you know, there's a lot of good things here in Phoenix. You got a good zoo. As a matter of fact, a guy told me I was crazy once. He said he thinks I should be committed to the Phoenix Zoo. Hey, now, watch it now. That's not nice. They have a very good zoo over there. Matter of fact, a couple of weeks ago, one of the elephants had diarrhea. Didn't you hear that? Oh, it was all over town! Hey, buddy, you should get a head. You need one. Speaking of farming, some of you ought to cultivate some brains. I know it's funny. But to tell you the truth, you know, I've had a lot of trouble traveling in the comic business. I used to travel around, like I told you, by car. Then I traveled by plane. Used to travel by small plane. And now that I'm, you know, now I'm bigger in the business, I travel by a big jet plane. But when I used to travel by a small plane, you can have a lot of trouble. Honest to God, this is a true story. I was flying over Phoenix in a small plane. Door flew open, I fell out, hit the top of the Western Savings Building, went right through the ceiling into a bank meeting with a bunch of stuffy bankers sitting around. I said, excuse me, gentlemen, for dropping in this way. True story, true story. Oh my God, I'm not lying. Boy, you know, but the traffic here in Phoenix is getting worse. Since the population here is getting bigger, it's getting worse all the time. Just the other day, I had a blowout. Punctured one of my tires. I ran over a milk bottle. I couldn't see it. The kid had it under his arm. But now I'm in the upper income tax bracket. People are always calling me up asking for money, honest to God. Just the other day, I got a call. Somebody wanted $100. I said, Mom, knock it off. This is the sixth time this week you've asked. But people say I'm paranoid. They always say I'm paranoid. They say, you know, I pack a gun, you know, and I got my back up against the wall all the time. But I swear to God, my wife does have it out for me. The other day, I told her I wanted a cat. I wanted a pet. And, you know, she's kind of nice. I came home, she'd already got one for me. It was a tiger! She does little things for me, like wash out my contact lenses with chili sauce. The other day, she brought me the radio when I was relaxing in the bathtub. But now, you know, now that I've gotten into the big time and show business, it's not so uncommon that I'll be walking down the street and somebody will recognize me. Just the other day, I was walking on down Van Buren Street here in Phoenix. A couple of guys said, hey, there's Al Rawson. Let's lynch him. But my wife... You know, the other day, my wife threatened to divorce me. She says that when I'm on the road, I mess around a lot with other women. I'm fooling around, you know? She writes a letter to Dear Abby that says, my husband messes around so much, I don't even know if my last child was his. But she's childish. My wife is childish, honest to God. She never grew up. She isn't very mature. The other day, I was taking a bath. She came in and, for no reason, sank all my boats. But, you know, I had a bad accident the other day. I was driving on down Beeline Highway in a brand new $45,000 Mercedes-Benz. I wrap it around a swirl cactus. I'm lying out on the hood with my nose flush up against the hood ornament. A guy in a Volkswagen minibus stops and says, have an accident? I said, no thanks. I just had one. But life hasn't always been easy for me. I used to work in a fish market. One day a lady came in and says, is this fish fresh? I said, lady, if this fish was any fresher, it'd make a pass at you. But now, let's talk about politics, all right? Ronald Reagan. How about Ronald Reagan? A lot of people say he's a little bit limited. They say he's a little bit slow, you know, upstairs. Well, I don't know. I feel sort of sorry for him, though, because they had a big fire over at the White House. And the Ronald Reagan library was burned down. Burned up both books. He hadn't even finished coloring one of them. I'll tell you, one of the worst places in the world is Bakersfield, California. I spent a month there one night. Honest to God there, I spent a summer in Bakersfield. I used to work there as a waiter. One day a lady came in and said, excuse me, do you serve crabs here? I said, lady, we serve anybody. Sit down. Another guy came in and said, waiter, there's a fly in my soup. I said, mister, it's a small fly. He won't eat much. I was traveling in the Sahara Desert. We were out of water. Had one camel. He was lame. I told my friend, we're going to die out here. We're going to die of thirst. He says, well, at least we won't starve to death. I said, what are you talking about? We're out of food, too. He says, you cannot starve to death in the Sahara Desert. I said, oh, yeah? Why not? He says, because of all the sandwiches here. Hey, why don't you take a walk in the Bermuda Triangle? But back to politics. Ronald Reagan, a lot of people, I gotta say, and they think he's dumb. As a matter of fact, I think when they passed out brains, he thought they said trains. He didn't have any tracks! Really, if you put his brain on the edge of a razor blade, it would look like a BB in the middle of a four-lane highway! He's so dumb, he thinks Ernest Hemingway invented Preparation H!
Actually, I've always been politically active. Not long ago, I was standing in front of the White House playing my guitar, singing a protest song. A couple of Secret Service agents came up and said, "You know, you can't play guitar in front of the White House." I said, "No, but since I'm taking requests, could you hum a few bars? I'll fake it!" Look, I'm a Vietnam vet. I was in Korea, too. I'll tell you, that makes you pretty tough. Actually, I'm not afraid of anything. So for the other day, I was over at the bar. My buddy said, "Hey, here comes your wife." I said, "Hide me!" My wife, she's a real pistol. She's real bad with cars, I'll tell you. Women drivers, honest to God. The other day, she called up and said she'd flooded the engine. I said, "All right, where's the car?" She said, "At the bottom of Apache Lake." But, you know, being a comic is pretty good. I could take some other kind of job, but I'm a comic for the sake of my health. I have this terrible allergy to work. You know, I know a lady. She went to the psychiatrist to talk to him about her son. She said he runs around the house screaming and yelling with a Tom Mix outfit on, shooting up his cat pistols all day and all night. Doctor said, "Well, that doesn't sound too unusual. How old's your son?" She said, 36. You know, men and women, they don't get along. They get along pretty well until they're married, and then things just go straight down. The other day I was in a drive-in. I saw a couple in front of me. They were kissing and smooching and carrying on, necking, the whole works. I said to my date, "You know, you can tell that they're not married." And then I thought about it for a minute. I said, "Well, maybe they are married, but not to each other." I'm in trouble with my wife again, though. She accused me of being cheap. The ring I bought her for our wedding looks a little funny to her. She thinks it's made out of glass. Matter of fact, she said it was a pop bottle. I told her, "Why don't you go down and have it appraised?" She did. The guy gave her 2 cents deposit. Not long ago, my wife started getting these cravings in the middle of the night for pickles and ice cream. I started worrying a little bit about it. I said, "What's this with pickles and ice cream?" She says, "I don't know, I just have these cravings." It started getting worse. She started having a craving for squid and raisin toast. By then, I knew something was up. I said, "Honey, do you think maybe you're expecting?" She says, "Yes, I just went to the doctor. He says we should be expecting pretty soon." I said, "Now I think I have a craving for a strong drink." The other day I got mugged. I was in New York City. Guy came up and busted me right in the nose. I woke up in the hospital. The doctor says, "We're going to have to operate on your nose." I said, "Is this going to hurt?" He says, "No, we use the latest kind of anesthetics." I said, "Well, how much is this going to cost me?" He says, "It's going to cost $500. I said, "Now that hurts." But people are crazy. They do all kinds of crazy things. One of the craziest things I've ever seen is chicken fighting. It's a terrible sport. It's absolutely terrible. I went to a chicken fight last Saturday night. And this white chicken was going to fight this big red chicken. Man, they got everybody around. Everybody's passing money around. It was just barbaric. I swear to God. The white chicken just laid right into the red chicken. Killed him right on the spot. It was terrible. I felt awful. I had $50 on Mr. Red. But the other kind of sport I don't like is pit bull fighting. Dog fighting. They actually have that here in the United States. Dog fighting. They fight this specially bred kind of dog called a pit bull. It's a specially bred kind of dog. Bred to be very aggressive and hostile. But from what I hear, they're very nice to people. And it's really easy to get attached to a pit bull. They're very friendly sort of dogs. As a matter of fact, I saw some in a pet store not long ago. And as a matter of fact, I brought one home with me on my ankle. The other day, I saw a celebrity. I helped him out. Honest to God, will you believe this? Mick Jagger was stopped on the side of the road with a flat tire, and I helped him change it. He said, "Anything I can do for you?" I said, "Just give me your autograph on a check for $100. My mother-in-law. A lot of people tell mother-in-law jokes. You know, they have a lot of trouble with their mothers-in-law. I've never really had much trouble with her. She doesn't call. She doesn't write. She doesn't pester us. She used to, but that was before she died. My wife, though, I tell you, she doesn't have any respect for me. The other day I was sleeping in my room, she came over and swatted a fly that was on my nose with a skillet. But I think more than anything, I hate going to the dentist. The other day I went to the dentist and he started drilling into my mouth. I said, "What are you drilling for? Oil?" He said, "No, your wallet."